Catherine Malpas, Answers of Thomas Saunders. In the course of a legal trial, witnesses would be called to answer interrogatories, questions about the case. This source contains three of the answers of Thomas Saunders, who denied pretending that Catherine Malpas the Younger was a witch for his own financial gain, February 1622. Thomas Saunders of Upton in the parish of West Ham in the county of Essex, yeoman, sworn, etc. To the first interrogatory, this defendant says that he did not, in or about the month of December, in the 18 year of His Majesty's reign, persuade, procure, or invite Catherine Malpas the Younger, in this interrogatory mentioned, to counterfeit, pretend, or feign herself, to be bewitched and possessed with an evil spirit, or to counterfeit or feign strange fits or trances, or to practice and use strange and unusual tricks of deceits, as it is in this interrogatory set forth. Neither doth he know of any other person or persons that did move or incite her thereunto, or were privy acquainted or consenting to the same, and doth utterly deny that he did teach or instruct her, the said K.M., Catherine Malpas, at any time, or showed unto her the manner how to do or perform the same in this interrogatory questioned. Neither doth he know, or hath heard, of any other person or persons that did instruct her therein, nor show her any such form. And to the rest of this interrogatory, this defendant denies the particulars therein. To the second interrogatory, this defendant say he did report to divers of his friends and acquaintances that the said K.M. was strangely visited, but denies that he or any other person or persons did devise or use any means how to draw company out the house of this defendant, where the said K.M. did then remain, to see the strange and unusual fits and trances used by the said K.M. But whether the said K.M. did counterfeit the same, this defendant knows not. To the third interrogatory, this defendant says he did not, nor any other person or persons to this knowledge, that moved or persuaded the said K.M. the Younger to counterfeit as aforesaid, or to draw company to see her strange tricks and fits. Neither was it conceived by this defendant or any others that much money would be given unto this defendant or the said K.M. by any person or persons that should come to see her in pity or commiseration, but confesses and says that fourpence was given unto this defendant by a stranger unknown to the use of the said K.M., which was all that this defendant ever received in that kind in this interrogatory demanded, and says that some other means was given unto K.M. the elder, but how much or from whom she so received it, this defendant knows not.